You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
This week, the City of Vancouver voted 6-5 to retain the council policy that will permit big box stores in Vancouver. Walmart is an example of a big box store. Louis Seto is the spokesperson of Building Better Neighborhoods. This group was formed in response to the threat of big box retail coming to the community of South Vancouver. And Louise has joined me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Louise. Welcome
Good
to
morning.
Co-op Radio. The application for big box stores like Walmart and Canadian Tire were turned down by the last city council. Why was that?
I think there was a concern about the impacts and the issues of in that area have changed. We now have the SkyTrain station. We have the Showcase Street, Main Street Showcase for transit that will be one of the best examples of how to use transit in Canada. And that, I think, the impacts that it would have on that was a worry and needed to be looked at. And the whole issue of, is the big box policy the best use for that land? They wanted staff to go back and take a look to see if that would be the best use of that land.
And now the current council, after COPE was defeated, has decided to change the policy that of rejection of this development. What exactly did the council decide?
Well, what they've decided is to retain the highway-oriented retail policy. So in other words, the stores, each store will allow, first of all, they've changed the name from highway-oriented retail to large format. So by changing the name, I guess it allows for other uses, but it's basically just the big box oriented retail. And what they've done is allowed for big box applicants to put in application, but they have to apply to be allowed. So there has to be each retailer has to apply, have a hearing, a public hearing, go through the whole process before council, and neighbors and communities will have to come out and express their views on it. So each time there's an application, then we will get a chance to voice our views. Just what happened recently, council had a chance to make a decision whether or not to allow them at all, which for us would have been great if they had chosen to be very progressive and visionary and just take the zoning out and do something better with our industrial lands. There's a lot of economic reasons to do that, but they've chosen to cut this little parcel out and not include it in future planning in our industrial lands, but to keep it as highway-oriented so the big box will get a chance to apply. Again, though, specifically Walmart and Canadian Tires.
Is it for as much of the land as they originally applied to get, or is it less than that original?
Well, that's one thing that was good that came out this time, is that though they've allowed the big box policy to remain, they have made the area smaller. They've cut the west part of it out, and from now it is going to be from Manitoba to Maine is going to be the area. Basically, it's going to be, it protects the interests of Walmart and Canadian Tire.
Now, what's distinctive about Walmart? I mean, many retailers make applications for, you know, buildings and so on. What's distinctive about Walmart or Canadian Tire in terms of their sort of development?
It's the size. It's the size. It's the draw. The whole policy of having the big box, it's being placed in our industrial lands. It's cheaper for them to get a store there, to run a store. They can build it the way they want, really, in terms of size. We're looking at, specifically for Walmart, I think it's about 120,000 square feet. I mean, this is a huge, huge store. There is the parking that goes with that, because, of course, if you increase the size, then you're allowed a specific number of parking spaces per certain amount of square feet. So they're allowed a lot more parking. Therefore, it is a car-driven type of model where you know, it promotes car use. A lot of people are using the repatriation of cars, that it's a good thing that it's coming because, you know, all the people that used to drive out to Walmart now are able to drive a lesser distance. But it does that argument doesn't take into account that the fact that it is closer, people are going to get there more. And also, Walmart is coming in to get business. I mean, it's going to get a lot new businesses. So there's a lot going to be an additional car trips generated by their new customers. And that's what they're after, not the repatriation of cars. That is minuscule in terms of the amount of customers that they now will get being in closer to Vancouver.
There was some argument, I gather, made at council that now that there's going to be public transit on the SkyTrain, people are going to come and shop at Walmart and take back all their big shopping items back on the SkyTrain.
I think that they're deluding themselves. If you're going just for one item, then somebody from the neighborhood may well walk across the street and go. But specifically, this kind of development is not transit-oriented. And the fact that it's not, it would be a different story if it would be right next to a SkyTrain. And I think that you would see a different story. But the fact that it is quite a walking ways from transit and there's no direct link right now in terms of walkability, I don't think you're going to see a lot of transit use. The workers may, but not the shoppers.
What are the potential effect on retailers in the neighborhood?
Walmart and the big box, because they have the parking and it's cheaper for them to have the lower prices because of their business model, actually acts as a suction from even Walmart. The people that were talking, that promoting the Walmart, they said that 50%, over 50% of their businesses are going to come, their business and customers are going to be coming from the retail dollars that are being spent in our local communities. I mean, that's a huge amount, and that's across Vancouver. It's not just the South Vancouver shopping area that is going to be impacted. You're looking at 50% of their business is going to come on a daily basis from our local shopping areas throughout Vancouver. And that's millions of dollars per year, billions long term, that is coming, being sucked out of our local economy. So It just defeats, when you're trying to build neighborhoods, livability, and closer shopping to home, this isn't the answer.
And to continue with that point, what are the livability impacts of the Walmart development in South Vancouver?
Well, in terms of the traffic, is you're looking at an additional, just for that these two stores, Canadian Tire and Walmart, you're looking at an increase of 18,000 cars per day on Marine Drive. Not only that, but Kent is a truck route. It's going to have a dramatic impact on the actual businesses that already exist in South Vancouver. So you're looking at all the cement trucks, the movement of goods, all the additional traffic that is going to put on that, given that there's a lot higher number of buses that are going to be on Marine Drive to meet up to this transit station now, it's going to have a huge impact on the movement of the whole traffic. And that impact will cause a ripple effect along our main roads, backing up and that. So, and the whole way the traffic moves around in the area of South Vancouver. So also the air pollution, health for the kids. In South Vancouver, we have a very high asthma and diabetes rates. So increasing the air pollution and this kind of planning that you know is going to devalue the livability of the area. I mean, why would you plan this way when you can do something much better, much more sustainable, that will service the future businesses of your area better, serve the neighborhood better in a way that won't have that negative health impact.
The recent council decision is, as you mentioned, a setback, not what you prefer. Where does your group go now in terms of its organizing and its effort to still not have Walmart or Canadian Tire Big Box in that area?
Well, I think now that what we need to do is go each application, continue to go to council and go to each meeting, appear, express our views of how important our community is, how important our shopping area is, and hopefully they will get the message. But it looks, with this council, I believe it, you know, it's a long shot that they won't go in. They've protected mm-hmm. their interests, the Canadian Tire and Walmart's interests. But at least maybe we can do in a design way and ask for a smaller store and that kind of thing.
Is there anything our listeners could do?
Come to those meetings. Come if you care about the city of Vancouver and you like the livability and you're really committed to a sustainable, more livable city, then come and express your views. Come to those meetings and phone the city to find out when those application hearings are going to be.
All right. Thank you very much for coming in, Louise. I've been speaking with Louise Seto. She is the spokesperson of Building Better Neighborhoods.